Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie, here for another Thursday of me testifying. Well, guys, this week has been difficult for me. Health-wise, I've been in a lot of pain, as many of you know, but my spirit has been strong. And one of the reasons that I have been able to deal with the doctors and the pain and the medication and all the things that go along with having a chronic illness is because I have so many people checking in on me. I have so many people praying for me. I have so many people just there standing by me in the spirit to keep my spirit strong, even though my body may be weak. You know, besides all of the people out there that I love the ones listening live, and I love the ones that are going to listen later, God in Christ promised us comfort in times of trouble. So we want to go from 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 3rd through the 4th verse. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." Everyone, that exactly speaks to what I was just saying about what you do for me. God comforts me. I get to comfort you. God comforts you. You get to comfort me. We're all interwoven together. And without you, I don't know where I would be. I know God would still hold me on, but when you have so many saints praying for you, you can't do anything but feel joy. And I do feel joy, and I thank you so much for it. So, like I said, this week it has been rough, but we made it through, and I'm here on Thursday testifying. But Sister Poochie needs to testify about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done to me. And hopefully people can see my life and maybe going through similar situations or a different situation and find comfort in the way that I have found comfort in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. With that all being said, I want to remind everyone that this Saturday is no show. But then on the 27th of July, that the youth are taking over the studio with host of Shining Star and DJ Shaheen doing the mix. And please tune in for that. The new Bible study will be put up this weekend as well. It's about the teenagers of the Bible, which is going to be very interesting. And I just want you to grab any youth and any adult and have them listen into it, because we all can learn something more through Bible study. It's so important to feed yourself the Word of God, because it is the bread of life. It is what we live and breathe. It is the instructions that we get, and so we can walk into our blessings. So don't forget to read your Bible. Don't forget to go to Bible study, as well as listen to the show. There's always wonderful comments on Facebook. So you're on Facebook, there's a lot of saints out there posting for the kingdom. Read them. Get them in your spirit. If you have a question, you can email Spiritual Counseling or also recall our prayer line. If you go to our website, www.sisterpoochie.com, that's SISTAPOOCHIE.com, you will find the prayer line and a lot of other resources to help you through. All right, enough of me talking. I want to get this started. As I said, I love you all, and I wouldn't be anywhere without you. So I'm going to go back a little bit and play Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick, because I wish we all were woven together to make one, and we are.
And the needle
Yes, that was Catherine Kendrick with Golden Thread. You know, in this world of trouble that we have right now, it's important to know that we all need each other. We're all woven together in this thing called life. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is holding us with his thread. And so that's why I love that song so much, because it just reminds me of how humanity can heal humanity. Just by remembering that we all have the same DNA. We all have the same blood, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to keep on moving because this show will slip away, and I'll just start preaching, which I will be doing very soon. But next up on the mic is Satan. Your kingdom must come down, because this is over destruction and death and sickness and everything that's out there that's fighting against the kingdom of God. Must come down. And this is a special shout out to Simone. You see her posted on my timeline sometime. Simone, this one's for you. Okay, Satan, your kingdom must come down.
Oh,
I forget to tell you who that was by. That was Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down by Reverend Robert Sexton in the All-Star Blues Review. It's nice to have a little diversity in the music, and this is the first time we've had a blues group on the show, and I welcome you with open arms. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Minister family. Now, I'm on Facebook, so if the saints agree with me, I need you to say amen. Text me. Say amen. If you want to hear a song, let me know, or call 347-838-9457 if you just want to talk. But anyway, and now that we, torn Satan's kingdom down by us just chanting in the spirit, now we're going to do the next thing that we have to do, because Christ has that job. We have to praise and keep praising all the way through all of our circumstances. So this is Praise by Rhonda Hayden. This is where you belong. Oh, yeah.
beginning of days, for it wasn't Osiris, Dionysus, or Oshu that hung the sun, the stars, and the moon. The bishop of my soul, the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega, Reverend, the King of all kings.
All right. That was Praise by Rhonda Hayden. And I love that song so much. I said, I think she covered everything we need to know about our Lord and Savior and the great I Am. All right, everyone. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another Thursday of just testifying and praising the Lord. You know, it helps me, and I hope it helps you, too. You know, hit me up on Facebook again if there's anything you want to hear or anything you want to say. I'll respond to you back over the radio. Now, for you guys who listen later, because we got a lot of people who listen later, you can always email me at SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com, or anyone can email me there. That's SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. All right. Before I go on, I just wanted to let everyone know that there's a lot of things that are moving and shaking in the ministry, and I want to give a special shout-out to my board of directors who are working fiercely to get certain programs up and get more encouragement for you and more food for you, solid food that you can eat on, no milk, solid food from the ministry. So I just wanted to give it a shout-out real quick to the board of directors of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. All right, everyone, it's that time again. Resident DJ Frank is live. All right, he's getting ready to bring it out. Now, the purpose of the dance break, there's two purposes. One is for you to get up off your feet and praise the Lord like in Jesus Christ like you've never done before. Two, the DJ has a message he's trying to convey, and you should listen for that within all the songs that he's missing. So without further ado, this is DJ Frankie Vibe with the dance mix for the week.
once again bringing forth the praise in the Gospel House sound on SisterPoochie.com. DJ Frankie Vibe in the mix.
I'm Covered with ice, Ain't nothing wrong with being able to pay the bills every month, being able to buy other than no frills when you shop. You see, because there's unlimited thrills and very little chills when there's always something there when you go to reach your hand in the till. When you don't do it for God, your till in heaven will always be empty. There'll be no gold in your mansion, no pearly gates, because you decided to serve something other than God, your passion. And when you get to heaven, you'll ask the Lord, Lord, didn't I lay hands on the sick and heal the sick for you? And Lord, didn't I cast out demons for you? And you know what Jesus will tell you? He'll say, go away from me, evil doer, for it is only evil that you do. I'm going to do for you exactly what you've done for me. Not nothing.
All right, that was the anointed poet Robert Sales with Nothing. What have you done for me lately, God says, and he said nothing. I love that piece. It speaks so powerful. Happy birthday again, Robert, and may God give you many, many more. All right, we're moving right along. This show is going so fast for me. I can't believe it. But we would like to along. One of the things that we have to allow ourselves to do is open up and let God use us. Let him use us to edify his holy name. Let him use us to touch other people. Let him use us so that our light of Christ can shine through us so people can see him. That's what we need to do, is let him use us. So this is Use Me by Danielle Whitson.
Where do I go? Who do I choose? Sometimes I just don't know. Listen.
Please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If never heard a thing, my father, please hear this.
Now time's gotten older, I'm up for parole, and I wish that I could say that all was well with my soul. I've come a long way from where I used to be, but the fear's got me wondering if I'm strong enough to leave. What you saying needs a change, but the world is my track. A nickel bag of weed and a quarter ounce of smack. So God don't let me get out on the street and turn into the person that I used to be. Sometimes I hear them call, but the streets are still the same. Resistance running low, got me thinking about the game. To you, Lord, I surrender, and my life is in your hands. But you gotta let me know if this is part of your plan. What I really need is prayer, so I sit down on the bed. Heart pounding in my chest, put my head down in my hands. Then I heard a voice speak down in my spirit. It set my soul on fire, and I want y'all to hear it say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to miss. If you ever heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me? Hear my plea. If you can use anything, well, Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this.
Daughter of Zion, I heard your prayer. You thought I wasn't listening, but believe me, I was there. I heard you call, and baby, that's a fact. The times you didn't see me, when I had you on my back, you said I brought you out of trouble, but you went back in. If you want me to forgive, you gotta turn away from sin. Gotta give up all those crazy things that you used to do, like midnight conversations hanging with your old crew. And when Satan comes around and over and try to tempt you, say, baby, there's a door, don't let the door knob hit you. I gave you free will, don't give that will to me. My name's Jehovah Jireh, I got everything you need. Let me know you're real with this, get back into the church. You may not quote the Bible, but at least give me a verse. And when times get hard, and you think you want to leave, turn your eyes to heaven and give it all to me and say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you use anything, well, Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to miss. If you never heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this.
Just pray.
That was prayer buddy by the Scott family. Well, everyone, we've come to the end. Thank you for allowing me to come into your eardrums. God bless and keep you all until I see you. And well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me next week. All right, this is Sister Pritchie. I'm out of here, and we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings.